Surah Al-Araf, verses 182 to 188.
And from it, he made its mate, Hawa alayhi salam. Why did he provide Adam alayhi salam with a mate? Liyaskuna ilayha, so that he may find comfort in his spouse. So since he is the creator, Allah has created, and the conferrer of blessings, he provided a spouse for Adam alayhi salam. Allah is the creator and Allah is the muhsin, the one who gives favors. Worship ought to be for him exclusively. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then when his progeny increased and multiplied, and there were husbands and wives, then the condition of some of them was that when the husbands had relations with her, فَلَمَّا تَغَشَّهَا. According to Hassan al-Basri, the story here is not about Adam and Hawa alayhi as-salam. In their progeny, then eventually how shirk commenced, that when a husband had relations with his wife, تَغَشَّهَا حَمَلَتْ حَمْلًا خَفِيفًا, she conceived. And in the beginning, since the burden is light, فَمَرَّتْ بِهِ, she goes about easily with a light burden. So when a woman conceives, initially the burden is light and she goes about without any difficulty. فَلَمَّا أَثْقَلَتْ, then when it grows heavy, and husband and wife are certain that she's expecting a child, then they naturally have concerns about the child, what type of child. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, دَعَوَ اللَّهَ رَبَّهُمَا, they both call unto Allah their Lord, and they say to Allah, لَإِنْ آتَيْتَنَا صَالِحًا, if you bestow on us a healthy child, a beautiful child, a normal child, لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ, we will certainly be grateful. This is a typical human condition when we are in difficulty or when we need Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we make commitments and we make promises to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So in his progeny, when there were husbands and wives, then eventually slowly shirk and kufr started. This is how they used to make kufr and shirk. So initially when a child was conceived and they had certain worries and problems or concerns, they made dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. فَلَمَّا أَتَاهُمَا, ayah 190, yet when he grants them, فَلَمَّا أَتَاهُمَا صَالِحًا, yet when he grants them a healthy child, جَعَلَا لَهُ شُرَكَاءَ فِي مَا أَتَاهُمَا, they begin to ascribe to others a share in the gift that they have received. They make others a partner in what Allah has provided them. فَتَعَالَ اللَّهُ عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ, but Allah is far above and beyond what they ascribe to him. For example, they say, the mushrikeen used to say, they used to call their children Abdul Shams. Abdul Shams means slave of the sun. So making shirk in the name. Or they would call their children Abdul Uzza, Uzza after an idol, servant of this idol Uzza. But the child is given by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, yet they ascribe partners unto Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in what he has given them. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, ayah 191, أَيُشْرِكُونَ مَا لَا يَخْلُقُ شَيْئًا, do they associate with Allah those who can create nothing? وَهُمْ يُخْلَقُونَ, but they are themselves created, those idols or whatever they worship, heavenly objects, they are created, and they don't have the capacity to create anything. So many of these idols are made by the people who are worshipping them. They cannot create, they are created themselves. وَإِن تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى لَا يَتَّبِعُوكُمْ, and they are so helpless. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, ayah 182, وَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ لَهُمْ نَصْرًا, they are so helpless that they can give them no help. وَلَا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَنصُرُونَ, nor can they help themselves. Ibrahim alayhi salam went to destroy the idols. The idols could not even defend themselves, let alone helping others. They cannot even provide, they cannot even defend themselves. وَإِن تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى لَا يَتَّبِعُوكُمْ, and beyond that, if you call unto them to inform them of something, they would not follow you. You can read the explanation afterwards. سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْكُمْ أَدَعَوْتُمُوهُمْ, so it is all the same whether you call on them or remain silent. Ayah 194, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, those whom you call unto besides Allah, they are but creatures like yourselves. عِبَادٌ أَمْثَالُكُمْ, they are servants and creatures like yourselves. فَدْعُوهُمْ, so call unto them, and if you are true, فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لَكُمْ, let them respond to you. إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ, if what you say is true. If you say they are deities, let them respond to you. But this is the reality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ayah 195, Alahum arjulun yamshuna biha. Do they have feet to walk with? You will see the idol, it has feet, it has hands, it has eyes, it has all these outer limbs, but can they walk with their feet? Am lahum aydi yabtishuna biha. Have they hands to hold with? Can they hold with those hands? Am lahum a'yunu yubsiruna biha. Have they eyes to see with? Am lahum adhanu yasma'una biha. Have they ears to hear with? Qulid'u shuraka'akum. So they would threaten Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that by cursing our gods, you will incur the wrath of our gods, and you will get into difficulty and harm will come to you. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Qulid'u shuraka'akum. Tell them, call upon those you associate with Allah as partners. ثم كيدوني, then all of you scheme against me and give me no respite. فلا تنظرون إن ولي الله, my protector is Allah, and the sign that He has protected me is الذي نزل الكتاب, He has sent down the book, which is a book of guidance. وهو يتولى الصالحين, and it is He who protects the righteous ones. والذين تدعون من دونه, and those whom you call on besides Him, لا يستطيعون نصركم, they have no power to help you. ولا أنفسهم ينصرون, nor can they help themselves. وإن تدعوهم إلى الهدى, and if you call them to the right path, they will not hear you. وتراهم ينظرون إليك, and you find them looking at you, yet they cannot see anything. وهم لا يبصرون. So inshallah we'll continue from there tomorrow inshallah. Let us do the tilawat of this portion inshallah of the ruku. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هو الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وجعل منها زوجها ليسكن إليها فلما تغشاها حملت حملا خفيفا فمرت به فلما أثقلت دعوا الله ربهما لئن آتيتنا صالحا لئن آتيتنا صالحا لنكونن من الشاكرين فلما آتاهما صالحا جعلا له شركاء فيما آتاهما فتعالى الله عما يشركون أيشركون ما لا يخلق شيئا وهم يخلقون ولا يستطيعون لهم نصرا ولا أنفسهم ينصرون وإن تدعوهم إلى الهدى لا يتبعوكم سواء عليكم أدعوتموهم أم أنتم صامتون إن الذين تدعون من دون الله عباد أمثالكم فادعوهم فليستجيبوا لكم إن كنتم صادقين ألهم أرجل يمشون بها أم لهم أيدي يبطشون بها أَمْ لَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا أَمْ لَهُمْ آذَانٌ يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا قُلِ ادْعُوا شُرَكَاءَكُمْ ثُمَّ كِيدُونِ فَلَا تُنْظِرُونَ إِنَّ وَلِيِّيَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ الْكِتَابَ وَهُوَ يَتَوَلَّى الصَّالِحِينَ والذين تدعون من دونه لا يستطيعون نصركم ولا أنفسهم ينصرون وإن تدعوهم إلى الهدى لا يسمعوا وتراهم ينظرون إليك وهم لا يبصرون آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.